to our Cromer podcast. We've been wandering around the streets of Cromer, talking to people about the town. My name's Ollie.
My name's Ellis.
My name's Micah.
And my name's Otis.
Okay, what is your favourite thing at Cromer?
What is our favourite thing? Wow, what we've done today, we've been down to the fishing lake.
Oops, sorry, we've been down to the fishing pond by
boating pond,
and we sailed our little boat. That was very fun.
Oh, that's lovely.
Then we walked along and we've been to the amusements, I'm afraid, which were great fun, weren't they, Isla? And you won a couple of teddies. And then we've had our chips sitting on the pier, which is very nice. And then we're going to go down and have a look at the lifeboat station. And then along the beach and back home.
Yeah, okay, so if you could take anything away or add something into Cromer, what would you add?
I think it's perfect as it is, yeah.
Great, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
We went into the Lifeboat Museum and we met a lovely gentleman to tell us about Henry Blogg.
Why are there two lifeboat stations like in Cromer? Because we went to the one on the pier.
Well, the one here, this is the inshore boat, you know, what they call a rigid inflatable boat. That is used more for closer inshore. It's a busier boat because you get visitors in the summer getting into trouble. Youngsters on inflatables getting blown out to sea. But the other boat, the big one, that can go up to 100 miles out to sea, and it can tow relatively large boats, you know, compared to its size. So that's why we have two.
Hey, why do you have a museum in Cromer?
Well, do you know anything about Henry Blogg?
No, I've read a bit in the lifeboat thing. Well, he was a guy who saved a lot of people's lives.
He was the most decorated lifeboat man in history there are alive. And you say he saved a lot of lives. As you see over there, it tells you how many. And, Cromer and the Lifeboat Institute wanted to honour him, so what better way of doing it? Because when you've been in here and had a good look round, and we've got one of our volunteers here who knows more about it, you know a lot more about Henry Blogg than you did when he came in, wouldn't you?
Sorry.
And it's also, we're obviously trying to educate people in the work of the RNLI and safety at sea. I mean, these days we are trying to be more proactive so that people don't get into a situation where they need our help.
How many rescues do you get each year?
Yeah, how many times does the boat go out?
Well, it varies a lot. But fortunately, it's not so many. I can't say offhand, but it's no more than sort of just getting into double figures, I don't think. Especially the big boat, that doesn't go out so much, but the smaller one can be busy in summer. And of course we have beach lifeguards as well, which helps.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Centre where we talked to a lovely lady who told us about the history of the town.
Yeah.
That's good.
So our first question is,
what is the best thing about Cromer?
It is a beautiful seaside resort with lots of lovely beaches and a deep history coast and things for people to see and do all through the year.
And also, if there's anything you could change about Cromer, like change or take away something, what would it be? You answer it.
The cold north wind, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
Could you tell us something about the history of Cromer?
Well, there used to be another Cromer. Well, it was actually called Shipton, which has actually disappeared under the sea. So,
oh.
Yes, so Cromer wasn't quite so close to the sea, talking about 500 years ago, as it is right now. But it has been an important little town for quite a number of years, and especially since you know, the advent of people coming from London and places to come to the coast. So if you go down on the promenade, you'll see lots of quotes embedded in the promenade of all sorts of famous people, including Winston Churchill, who've been here and thought different things about the place.
And if you go back even further, 850,000 years ago, it wasn't even on the seaside at all. There was land all the way across to northern Europe, and there were mammoths roaming around, and there were people, and lots of other animals, saber-toothed cats and everything else.
Yes, so, and of course they found mammoth bones and elephant bones here, so we're very excited about that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We went to a charity shop and met a lovely member of staff who told us about Chroma. What's your favourite thing about Chroma?
Oh, just the whole atmosphere of the town. It's sort of so nice and calm and laid back. It's just, as I say, just every day, I just sort of think, you know what, it is so lovely being in Chroma.
Okay, so do you prefer Chroma in the summer or in the winter?
Must admit, I do prefer Chroma in the summer when you're looking out over the sea in the winter. Then my goodness, it is absolutely freezing. In the summer, it's just like with the extra visitors and hustle and bustle. There's such a energy to the town, and it is absolutely lovely.
If there was something that you'd add or remove from Chroma, what would it be?
No disrespect to anyone, but I think the sort of being a younger man, I think the sort of if there was a sort of more people around my age range wouldn't be nice. But other than that, no, I think Chroma as it is spot on.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
So we're on the streets of Chroma. We found a lovely couple with a
very, very nice dog.
It's very furry. So our first question is, what do you like about Chroma?
Oh, it's I like the fact that it retains a lot of its character, the Victorian buildings, and the pier is fab.
Okay.
I'll ask the next question. If you could take anything away from Chroma or add anything to Chroma, what would it be?
It would definitely be the pier I'd take home. It's lovely.
Okay. So, have you been here in summer or not?
Have you been here before?
Yeah, I've been here before, but normally in the winter time when it's quieter.
Okay. Okay. Is that one of the reasons why you come in the winter time?
Yes, it is. I like seaside places in the winter months.
Okay.
Do you not think it's too cold?
No. I'm well wrapped up. So.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much.
That's
really good.
You're welcome.
Here and talk to a lovely family.
So, what's like your favourite thing to do in Chroma?
Well, there are lots of fantastic things to do in Chroma. The Henry Blogg Museum, which is just behind us at the moment, is a really good free day out. And we've been there several times.
If there's anything to sort of add or remove from Chroma, what would it be? Anything from like other beaches that you'd like to put here?
There's so much here already, I don't know what else we could add.
That's fine.
Crazy golf course, maybe?
Okay. Have you been here in the summer and the winter?
Yes.
Okay.
We come at all times of the year because we're quite local.
Okay, so which one do you prefer then?
Well, it's quite nice to come on a cold day and a wintry day because the waves are really crashing. But in the summer, it's lovely to lay on the beach and watch people walking past.
Yeah. Yeah. There's enough things for younger people like you to do at Chroma.
Yes, I probably would.
Okay. Yeah.
What's it?
Like there's a good museum over there, and there's also, is there another? Yeah.
Yeah,
there's another.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
There's a park here. Okay. And
cool.
There's a lot of ice cream areas. Definitely.
Okay. Definitely. Yeah. Thank you very much. That was very good. Well done.
We then went to a gift shop on the pier and we spoke to a lovely lady.
Ask you, what is your favourite thing about Cromer?
Probably the beach, and just when it brings everyone to the beach and everyone gets happy, you just really see everyone enjoying it and just having fun, really.
Okay, and if one thing that you could add to Cromer, what would it be?
Oh, to add to Cromer. Oh God, gotta think about that now. Probably, even though I don't like them, some kind of amusement kind of park, but like on a slightly bigger scale than the one on
sort
the promenade.
Like Great Yarmouth or something.
Yeah, something similar to that, just to add a little bit of something extra, really.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
We've really enjoyed our trip to Cromer and would love to come again.